This is KWSO News. I'm Sue Matters. Top officials in Oregon yesterday said the state is seeing positive signs in its fight against the COVID-19 pandemic, but they said more people need to get vaccinated and everyone needs to wear masks to maintain progress. Governor Kate Brown had a message for Oregonians reluctant to follow state guidelines.
This isn't about you. This is about the kids under 12 that can't be vaccinated. This is about your friend or your neighbor who's struggling with cancer and for whatever reason cannot receive his or her vaccine right now. This is for our community members that are immunocompromised.
Education officials rolled out several new recommendations Tuesday, including advising schools to hold certain class periods outside, such as lunch, recess, PE, and music. Dr. Locker at the Warm Springs IHS Clinic reminds anyone with COVID-19 symptoms to not enter the Health and Wellness Center. If you've had exposure to COVID-19, please do not enter the Health and Wellness Center. Doing so puts others at risk, especially more vulnerable people. If you are symptomatic, you need to check in at the clinic front gate and get tested at the orange tent, and then limit your exposure to others until you get your test results back. The Department of the Interior announced that more than 1,500 landowners and fractional interests at the Umatilla Reservation in Oregon have been sent nearly $30 million in purchase orders from the Land Buyback Program for tribal nations. Landowners who received offers have until September 24th to consider and return accepted offers in the prepaid postage envelopes provided. The buyback program implements the land consolidation component of the Cobell settlement, which provided $1.9 billion to consolidate fractional interests in trust or restricted land within a 10-year period that's set to expire in November 2022. As of this past July, approximately $107 million remains. A landslide repair project on U.S. 20 is closing the road for 3 days east of Sweet Home between mileposts 54 and 57. Crews are trenching to install two culverts under the road. The road is closed entirely for 3 days today through Friday night. There are no local detours. Detour routes along Oregon 126 and Oregon 22 are in place, and there are signs throughout the corridor to help guide traffic. There will be no through traffic during this 3-day closure. When the road reopens on Saturday, expect one 15-foot-wide travel lane with 24-hour flagging. This will continue until the project pauses for winter at the end of December. The project is scheduled to be completed in August 2022. In prep sports at Madras High School, boys soccer lost at home to Sisters 2-1. The boys are 1-1 in non-league play so far this school year. The Lady White Buffalo soccer team hosts Sisters today with game time at 5:30. Tomorrow, volleyball's at Lapine, and Thursday they host Redmond. Madras football is scheduled to head to Sisters on Thursday for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Warm Springs Activity Bus is now running for student athletes and those participating in other extracurricular activities. The bus leaves Madras High School at 6:15 p.m. KWSO weather for Central Oregon, hazy sunshine with areas of smoke today and tomorrow. Today's high near 92. Temperatures cooling down to around 80 degrees for a high on Friday. The outlook for the weekend is some sunshine with less hazy skies. I'm Sue Matters reporting for KWSO News.